WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Remarks from two public speakers at last night's Bryan City Council meeting were not available to those watching online or on cable after they made references to last month's arrest of Councilman Ruben Marine.
Each meeting, Mayor Andrew Nelson gives the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual council member or staff.
The audio was turned off the first time while John Miller was speaking.
I'm still concerned about the drainage on my street and would like to discuss this with my councilman. However, judging by last year's precedent, he'll be occupied with actions against him.
The city turned off the audio of the meeting for 2 minutes and 14 seconds until Miller was finished. Following audience applause, the mayor repeated the rules. The next speaker, Miller's wife, Deborah, told the mayor she would try her best not to break the rules. But the audio was turned off during the final 1 minute and 10 seconds of her remarks. Marine, who according to online records remains out on bond following his arrest for family violence assault, had nothing to say about what happened last night or what led to his arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After a three-year search, the Convention and Visitors Bureau appears to be getting new permanent offices in College Station. No one on the Bryan City Council expressed opposition yesterday to the $490,000 proposal on the ground floor of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth. CVB President Shannon Overby says this replaces temporary space where they cannot make business pitches to prospects.
You would have to probably climb over boxes or meet in the break room. None of the offices have doors, so there's not any privacy.
Overby says the CVB board has approved picking up 1/4 of the cost and College Station a 56% share of the expense, leaving Bryan with a 19% share. The countdown to the presidential inauguration is under 2 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there are a few key factors to consider when measuring Donald Trump's success in office.
We substantially rolled back the regulatory environment that has been the hallmark of the Obama administration.
Flores says you should also ask yourself,
did we reform the tax code?
But at the top of Flores's list of metrics is the Affordable Care Act, and will the Republicans successfully replace it in the coming years of Trump's presidency? United Way of the Brazos Valley is in need of more baby bundles. Vice President of Community Impact Lindsay LeBlanc says during their 2016 Day of Action back in June, they packaged enough bundles to last them through December.
Now 2017's kicked off and more babies are being born, of course, and so the hospitals are in need of another round of baby bundles.
LeBlanc says they're hosting a two-hour event today from 4 to 6 to assemble more baby bundles for all of the newborns in the Brazos Valley.
So we have the books, the toys, the totes, all of the stuff that goes inside them, and we just need volunteers.
If you would like to help out this afternoon, call United Way at their offices, 696-4483. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
So it's 7:09. Let's check some weather. You want to do that? Cool. Weather's brought to you this morning by Nationwide Insurance agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
Clouds will give way to partial clearing today. It'll be windy and warm with temperatures near 80, a wind advisory in effect today from 10 this morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy into tonight with the chance of a shower or two. Nighttime lows 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow, we may see a few peaks of sun. There's the chance for a shower, 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy and center Tyler Davis on the team's matchup with LSU tonight at Reed Arena. In the NBA, the Rockets outlasted the Hornets while the Spurs fell to the Bucks. And out on the ice, the Stars lost their fourth in five games overall. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. You know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't done this in a while.
It's raining tacos.
Yeah.
Run out of the sky. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Oh, man, rain, you're right. Tacos.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
Tacos.
There you go.
Hey, all we do have a traffic alert.
Okay.
There are emergency crews on a scene of a vehicle accident. This is going to be Highway 6 north of OSR.
Okay.
So that's all the information we have. We're going to wait for some additional info, but there are emergency crews on the scene, Highway 6 north of OSR. It says South Highway 6, so I'm assuming that's in the southbound lanes.
Sure, right.
But just in that whole area, be advised, right there north of OSR.
Got it. All right, there you are. So, sure enough, it's true that Mars Candy Company is buying this VCA Incorporated that owns 800 animal hospitals and 60 diagnostic labs. They bought it for $7.7 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, huh. Really. Now, here's the other thing we didn't know about Mars is, in addition to making Milky Way and Skittles and all that stuff, they do the Dove chocolate bars. They own them.
Hmm.
They own Wrigley's gum.
Oh.
They also own, in the pet food world, Pedigree, Whiskas, and Sheba. And if you've ever seen those Benefield pet hospitals that are in PetSmarts,
yes.
They own them too.
Well, someone texted in and said their husband worked for an emergency vet clinic in Houston that was purchased by M&M. Is uh-huh. that, would that be the same?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they said, how would you like telling your vet friends you work for a candy company?
Yeah, no kidding. Hello.
I have a feeling in the candy aisle we'll soon see rabbit McCullets.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh.
Be really careful. Yeah.
Yeah.
for Easter.
But see, when you dig below the name of the company and you find out the stuff that they own, as we've talked about, one of these days, like Unilever is going to own the entire world, just everything. So, and somebody else, but I'm not sure. So now it's time for words almost as old as Chelsea. Yeah. We went and looked up words that were really first publicly used in 1992 for
okay.
the first time. Not only are they as old as Mall of America and the nicotine patch and the Super Mario Kart, but just some words. Vacay.
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 I use vacay.
That was first used in 1992, 25 years
How
ago.
How do they have it spelt?
A V-A-C-A-Y.
Okay.
That all right?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, is that the way you spell it?
Yeah.
All right, so that's obviously a vacation. They just
How
took
else would
off
you spell it?
Well, I like just V-A-C-A.
Yeah.
Because there's not a Y in the word vacation,
sure.
So I wasn't sure exactly how
good
some
point.
People use it.
Yeah,
but I
point.
Use with I use it with a Y.
No, here's I'm with you on that because V-A-C-A is
vaca.
Yeah, that's Spanish for cow.
That's right. So 25 years ago, they started using this, and I hadn't heard it until this morning. Squoval?
Ooh, I haven't heard
that. That's a blend of a square and an oval.
Oh, no.
Okay. It was formed to, well, it was the name of apparently a hot manicure style.
Yeah, I was going to say nails.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1992.
Yeah,
so that's
but I just
it.
Say like a rounded edge.
Sure. The verb Photoshop.
Oh.
First used in 1992.
Oh, that, really?
Now, Photoshop itself was released in 1990, but the idea to Photoshop something using it as
to
a
use
verb,
as a
1992.
Verb. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On message. Politicians and organizations have always come up with plans to get their positions across to the public, but it wasn't until 25 years ago that we got the on-message thing. Meh? Meh?
Meh.
Okay.
Meh.
Now,
meh.
The word wasn't invented in 1992. It's been part of the Yiddish language for a long time.
Okay.
But apparently attributed to a in written form for the first time in a Usenet post. Usenet. That's what they were doing back then when they would communicate with one another.
Oh.
Somebody talking about the television show Melrose Place.
And it was meh.
Oh.
Meh. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
meh.
What does it mean in the Yiddish language?
I don't know what it means in Yiddish, but I bet you we could find that out.
Yeah.
Biohacking, the ethical problem of renegade hobbyists playing around with genes and coming up with bad stuff.
Hmm.
Franken. Not like Al Franken, but like Frankenfood and Frankenfurt. Frankenfood and Frankenfruit, where you would take things and kind of genetically mesh them together. So in 1992, that's where that came out. Fashionista.
Ooh.
Fashionista came out in 1992. And did we find out what meh went?
Yeah, kind of just like an indifference. Be as it may.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah. All right. And URL, the Uniform Resource Locator. That's what that stands for, by the way. The format for finding the web address wasn't yet a standard in 1992, but was mentioned and called a URL in 1992 in electronic mailing lists where they talked about it. So there you are, some words that are 25 years old.
Interesting.
And the and again, I kind of like the idea of being able to use the word squoval.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he can.
Are you going to go get a manicure anytime
soon? No, wasn't going to do that.
Yeah,
no, wasn't going to do that.
Where that application could be used,
not,
you know, other than that.
Beyond that, not sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, coming up later on in the next half hour, Monopoly might be changing their classic tokens. And the five most hated companies, and two of them aren't even in Bryan College Station. So that's a good thing. For the first time, a species of bumblebee has been placed on the endangered species list. So don't step on a bee. It won't be good,
huh.
Especially if it's a bumblebee. Hello?
Yeah, I was calling about companies owning different things. Did you know that there's a pretty well-known hamburger place that used to be up by Boston Purina?
No, no. Who's that? Who's that?
Jack in the Box.
Okay, thanks.
Because of the tacos, the cat food.
Don't make me play tacos again. Don't make me do that, okay?
Well, oh, but you can.
Oh, well, I know. I was thinking about that, though, just the fact that when we talk...
It's raining tacos.
Jack in the Box tacos.
Exactly.
It's raining tacos.
No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Deep fried.
Raining tacos.
Squishy in the middle.
Squishy meat mess in the middle.
Cat food in a fried.
That's right. Put it down. You can come back to it an hour later. It's just fine. Yeah. Just want to get that really in your head this morning so you can hear that. Yeah.
Oh, it's there.
I know it is. That's it.
Hey, speaking about cat food, it got me thinking about kitty. It got me thinking about kitty litter and that story we had the other day about the sock and and how they thought it was methamphetamine.
Yes.
The guy who got arrested. Apparently, he said when he got out of jail, because I had the story in our afternoon news last night because they had some audio. When he got out of jail, he said he almost threw his phone out because he had so many hateful messages from people on social media comparing him to that guy from Breaking Bad and calling him a meth head. So that's why he's like being so, I guess, vocal about this whole ordeal because he wants to clear his name.
Well,
I mean, he had to sit in jail for 3 days.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely understand that. That's, and I guess it's never happened before. I mean, if If, in fact, this whole idea of using the kitty litter in a sock probably been in cars before.
Well, and again, the kitty litter tested positive twice.
That's very strange.
For methamphetamine.
Yeah, that's very weird.
And we mentioned at the time we did the story, they have had some lab problems in Harris County. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the latest one.
Apparently, if you want to avoid that, you can get the same result by using those desiccants that come in packages and like that. If you leave those in your car, it'll do the same thing and probably won't test positive for meth.
Do you have big packages? I only see those that are, about the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, I think you got to get a lot of them. But
collect the, hey, listen, do you have any of those little envelope thingies that come in sometimes pills and stuff?
But honestly, now come to think of it, I think I've seen people with, the little envelopes on their dashboard, and I've never really thought about it before, but now that I'm thinking about it, I think I've seen that before, and now that makes total sense.
I was
going to
say, you could probably buy them in bulk from somewhere.
That's right. Sam's has probably got these. You can buy 719 of them.
Well, so many people package stuff these days
You've seen people have those in their cars.
Yeah, like up on the dashboard, I never thought anything of it. I just thought they had a messy car.
That's it. They just didn't take care of their
Yeah, not necessarily appealing to the eye. I would much rather have a sock filled with kitty litter on my dashboard.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah. That's exactly right. So no winner in Tuesday night's drawing of the lottery, the Mega Millions. So Friday night it's going to be worth $137 million, which is okay, but consider a year ago we were talking about Powerball that was $1.3 billion. Yeah. Los Angeles Times unveiled a Powerball lottery simulator. This is a tool that pseudo-randomly generates a set of 5 white balls and 1 red Powerball number for each $2 investment. You can go play it as many times as you want. So if you want to do that, if you need to get numbers, if somehow you can't come up with numbers yourself, then they've put that together so it'll generate numbers for you. Or if you don't get them in the back of your fortune cookie, right? Sometimes the fortune cookies have that.
Yes, lucky numbers. Mm-hmm.
One more time, so let's see. So a man who was caught on video carrying a urinal out of a pub in England turned himself in.
Why would he need it?
I'm glad you asked. He wanted it as a souvenir.
Oh.
Which, of course, makes perfect sense when you say that. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah, usually you'd try to steal like a pint glass or a fork or something.
Such a memorable night. Yeah. I just wanted something to remember it by.
Do you put it under your coat as you walk out? Do you casually carry it under your arm? Do you sling it over your shoulder?
You know, it's one of those things, sometimes if you just act like you know you're doing, you know that you look like you know where you're going with it. Yep. People don't ask questions.
Yeah, the bartender probably just like, oh, he's one of the plumbers.
I mean, right?
Yeah, just do that.
Midnight. On a Friday.
Confidence, that's all it takes.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules. And our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 7:23, and you're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Check the weather in a minute, but it's going to be 80 almost all week long, between 75 and 80. try as I might, I just can't go another day without doing another Mariah Carey story.
Let's hear it.
Why would you try?
I know. Mm. Yesterday she said, you know, she's not going to do any social media for a while and all that. And then, mysteriously, amazingly, Mariah Carey's star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame was vandalized over the weekend.
Oh.
They reported it. Why did they report it on Tuesday? That makes no sense to me. But they saw it and they didn't break the story. TMZ says a question mark was added next to her name. So it read, Mariah Carey? The Hollywood Historic Trust, which has already cleaned up the star, sent her a bill, by the way, for $1,500. See, they are required
to pay for their stars.
And its upkeep.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So if you want to cost them some money.
But did they ask her, would you like us to clean it?
I think they probably went ahead and did it and just billed her.
Yeah.
It's probably part of the agreement that they signed.
True.
L.A. Police Department investigating.
Investigating the question mark.
Sure, of course.
Come on.
Yeah, investigating the added punctuation as a felony vandalism. Why? Because it's Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Appears to have all been taken in stride when they spotted the stuff. Mariah appears to have taken it in stride. She was spotted grabbing sushi with her much younger boyfriend, whose name is Brian Tanaka. Is that right? Tanaka.
Mm-hmm. I think he's one of her backup dancers.
Okay. Oh, it's one of those again.
It reminds me of...
I'm on Burgundy.
There you are. All right, so good. We've gotten a Mariah Carey story out of the way, so I feel so much better.
Oh, good.
7:25, we'll visit with Congressman Bill Flores on the other side of the news. Let's do that weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, anyhow, that's it. We're going to be right at 80 today, and then it'll get maybe a wee bit cooler, but it's not going to get below 75. Now, next week, we start to cool down a little bit. Even then, it's still in the 60s. So look for high temperatures all week long between 75 and 80 degrees with a 20 to 30% chance of showers. It jacks up to a 50-50 chance of showers on Sunday, and our high temperature will probably be about 74. Just won't be very much sunshine out there, unfortunately. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 13, 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 65.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
National teachers unions are prepping an assault on Betsy DeVos, Trump's pick to lead the education department. Unions are urging teachers to contact senators to tell them to vote against her. Why? Well, the union bosses say she's an ideological extremist. NEA President Lily Garcia says that Betsy DeVos has made a career trying to destroy neighborhood public schools. Randy Weingarten, union boss for the American Federation of Teachers, says that Trump has chosen the most anti-public education nominee in the history of the education department. Now, folks, it's true. Betsy DeVos has had choice words for teachers' unions over the years, and it's true that she's a strong proponent of charter schools, but there's more to it than that. Let's look at the NEA accusation that she wants to destroy neighborhood public schools. Democrats and teachers' unions have already done that. In city after city, we have failing schools which graduate woefully unprepared students. Others just drop out. Violence plagues the worst schools, and parents have no say in choosing better schools for their kids. What Betsy DeVos really threatens is the stranglehold that teachers' unions and the Democrat Party have had on public education for decades. Democrats have allowed teachers' unions to have their way in exchange for hefty campaign donations, while the public schools have become a national embarrassment. They're little indoctrination centers. They're propagandizing the kids. The teachers' unions are afraid that that party, that the propagandizing and the indoctrination, is going to end.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This May marks 3 years that the Convention and Visitors Bureau left their longtime offices on University at the now-demolished Chimney Hill Shopping Center. CVB President Shannon Overby told the Bryan City Council yesterday her board and the City of College Station have approved leasing space on the ground floor of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth. Overby says this will allow her staff to recruit business prospects, something that cannot be done right now.
We'll have the boardroom, we'll have some function space, and the office space will be laid out in such a way that it'll allow for creativity and for brainstorming and for collaborating with the partners and the team at work.
The new offices will not house a visitor's center. Multiple centers will be located, according to Overby, in areas where visitors congregate in the Twin Cities.
Of course, the Queen is one of my top locations in downtown Texas A&M, somewhere on the University Drive where there's a lot of people.
The $490,000 cost will be split three ways, with Bryan picking up 19%, the CVB 25%, and College Station a 56% share. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting was the first time since Ruben Marine was arrested 2 weeks ago on a charge of family violence assault. He said nothing about that, and he had no reaction to comments from two public speakers.
Those watching the meeting on cable or online did not hear all the comments. That's after microphones were turned off for a combined 3.5 minutes. After Mayor Andrew Nelson gave the customary rules during the public comment portion of the meeting, the microphone was turned off during the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds of John Miller's comments after he said he would not be able to talk with Marine because, according to Miller, Marine will be occupied with actions against him. That led to Nelson repeating the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual council member or staff.
The next speaker was Miller's wife, Deborah, who advised the mayor she was going to bring up what her husband said.
I don't want to break any rules. I'm going to try to do my best.
Thank you.
I will appreciate it if you stop me and I do something wrong.
Miller started to compare Marine's arrest to what happened last year when police responded to a domestic violence call by the wife of former councilman Rafael Pena, which led to no charges against Pena.
The fact is, less than a year ago, somebody on the city council made the news. And other members of the city council condemned him publicly, multiple times. On television, in the newspaper, it was embarrassing. Because what this person did, police department decided.
The next minute and 10 seconds of Miller's comments are not available online or on TV. Marine, according to online records, remains out on bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We are 9 days from the swearing-in of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States of America, and the president-elect has already made several promises in his mission to make America great again. But what should America base his success on? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the first thing to consider is Obamacare.
Did we replace Obamacare?
Now, that doesn't mean that the replacement's gone into effect. It just means that people know what it will be when it starts out in the future.
Flora says something else you should ask yourself in the next 12 months is, do you feel safer?
Are borders more secure than they were before? The fourth thing is, do we feel like we're more secure from a national security perspective, and then our military is properly empowered and given the resources that they need to take the fight to the enemy?
Flores says the regulatory environment, which has been the hallmark of the Obama administration, is another key factor to take into consideration when determining the success of Trump's time in the White House. The United Way of the Brazos Valley is calling for volunteers today to help package more baby bundles.
Even if it's 10 minutes of your time or it's the full 2 hours, we will take any hands that we can get.
Vice President of Community Impact Lindsay LeBlanc says manpower is the most important thing for today's event, which is from 4 to 6 p.m., but they're always willing to take monetary and material donations.
We always need Spanish books. That's one that's just hard to find. It's hard to get grant dollars for Spanish books, and we want to make sure that we meet the needs of Spanish-speaking families and babies.
LeBlanc says the goal is to give a baby bundle to every newborn in the Brazos Valley with the purpose of encouraging early literacy. Call United Way at 696-4483 to volunteer for today's event. WTAW News Time is 7:34 at 65 degrees. You can text us in 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
7:35. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will give way to partial clearing today. It'll be windy and warm with temperatures near 80. A wind advisory in effect today from 10 this morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy into tonight with the chance of a shower or two. Nighttime lows 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow, we may see a few peaks of sun. There's the chance for a shower, 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie men's basketball team returns to Reed to face LSU tonight. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at a couple of college football players who have announced their intention to enter the 2017 NFL draft. And in the NBA, the Rockets earned their ninth straight victory while the Spurs' nine-game home winning streak was broken last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7:36. Let's head up to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on the Infomaniacs again. I want to let everybody know I'm sick, so I don't sound very good this
all
morning.
All right, feeling a little bit under the weather. I understand that. Let's talk for a minute this morning. I guess start off with, there's been so many things said about my first day in office, the first day that I'm in office. Is there going to be anything on Donald Trump's desk to sign the first day he comes in office that we can see a change now that he's president?
We are working on a few now, bills now, and also last week, the RAINS Act, for instance, that we passed last week was one of the most important regulatory changes we could make. A lot of it depends on the Senate. And the Senate has been tied up in terms on confirmation hearings starting this week. And so I'm hoping they can multitask and have some floor time for some of these bills, and then they can get some of those key bills on the desk early next week.
So what kind of
Obamacare repeal is probably not going to be on this desk until like February the 20th, but the congressional leadership has been working with the White House team to sign off on that schedule.
Well, let's talk about Obamacare there for a second, because, I mean, I think that Trump was quoted as saying that you, the legislative branch, need to vote on this next week. Rince Priebus had said he'd like to see the repeal and replacement at the same time, while at the same time, Speaker Paul Ryan, I think, said yesterday that the repeal and replace will happen concurrently. And so are we hearing different signals from the Trump camp and from the Speaker's office?
Well, I think the general goal for everybody is to repeal and replace as concurrently as possible, but mechanically it's not going to happen. So I think everybody, I think the people are speaking on behalf of the Trump administration, and then also Rice Priebus's talk and Paul Ryan's and Mitch McConnell is, repeal is going to be first, but then as quickly as possible, there will be a repeal put in place. Now, what I think will happen based on what we've been trying to work on, you know, behind the scenes, is to have a repeal vote in between now and February the 20th, and then it will be what we call repeal plus. It'll be repeal of the most of the fiscal guts of Obamacare as it exists today, and then we'll add on as many replacement items as we can. An example of that would be expanded health savings accounts. You know, a lot of people today have these huge out-of-pocket limit amounts before their insurance kicks in. Like mine's gone up from $2,000 from 4 years ago to $14,000. And so with an expanded HSA, you can stay for that on your own on a tax advantage basis. And so that's the type of thing we'll be trying to do. We're going to be looking at some of the cost-sharing issues that have to be played out for people in high-risk situations. So we're going to work. We'll do as much of that as we can, but we're using a tool called reconciliation to do this. Reconciliation is a specialty budget tool that allows the House and Senate to work together on changing another piece of legislation or implementing a piece of legislation in a manner so it only requires 51 votes in the Senate. And so in order to do that, you've got a strict set of guidelines that the Senate uses to determine what can or cannot be in that bill that you're using reconciliation to affect. And so since we're House guys, we don't know exactly what can and can't be done. The Senate parliamentarian does that, and the Senate parliamentarian belongs to Harry Reid's party. I don't know why that's still the case, but that needs to be fixed. So we'll get as much of repeal done using reconciliation between now and February the 20th and as much of replace done as we can. But then the rest of replace is going to come in a series of bills over the next few months after that. For instance, there could be a bill that says you could buy your insurance across state lines. I'd like to see the Democrats vote against that. Or you can join an association so that you can put together a group to buy insurance. Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by the time we get to, we'll say, July, September, we've got all of repeal done and all of replacement done.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. Let's talk for a minute about your committee appointments, where you are, and where you think you'll be able to actually leave your fingerprints on some things that people can see and actually benefit.
Well, I'm real happy about my committee assignment. I'm on one committee, which is the Energy and Commerce Committee,
mm-hmm.
but there are six subcommittees on that committee where the real legislative work is done in Washington. And so the subcommittees I'm on are Energy, Environment, and Telecommunications, or Communications and Technology. And so with respect to the Environment Committee, the EPA, the jurisdiction for the EPA now fully falls under this Environment Subcommittee. This is going to allow me to do some heavy lifting in terms of how we recalibrate ozone, the way the ozone standards were sloppily thrown together by the Obama administration. We're not going to change the standards. We're going to change the way that they phase in so that it gives the American economy a chance to move the direction it was already moving to comply with the standards. The renewable fuel standard is another area that's totally broken, and we'll be able to work on that. That's an EPA jurisdiction item, so we'll be able to do that. On the Energy Committee, I'll be able to work on LNG exports so that we'll have free market in LNG like we now have in crude oil, and also more globally to put together a 21st century energy strategy that looks at all forms of energy and not doesn't pick winners and losers among others.
Finally, let's circle back Let's circle back around to, you'd mentioned at the beginning that the Senate's going to be pretty busy as far as confirmation. As we look at that roster that President-elect Trump's put together, who are the people who are going to be targeted or going to have the toughest time to get confirmation?
Well, there's a gang of eight. Well, I shouldn't use the word gang. There is a group of eight that Senate Democrats have said that they are going to target. And they include people like Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. They want to target him. They also want to target Tom Price. I believe they're going to target Betsy DeVos for education. Ben Carson for HUD. I believe that they're planning on targeting him. Ryan Zinke for Interior is one of the targets. And then I think they're targeting Kelly over at Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Good news is really Rick Perry alone. But there are eight of them that they're going to try to target. Let me say this for the benefit of our audience. They will not be successful because Harry Reid set a standard a few years ago that said that you only need 51 to confirm somebody now. And so that's the new standard that the Senate's going to use. So it may slow things down, but it's not going to stop them. Also, Scott Pruitt over at the EPA, they're going to try to target him.
Yeah, the 51 sounded good when they were in power. Now, maybe not so much. I guess that's what happens, right, when you make those decisions.
Yeah, Harry Reid swan song, he's leaving. He said that the Senate should be careful in how they use it. Well, he did it the first time.
Well, go get yourself better. Congressman Bill Flores joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Look forward to talking to you. Sorry to sound bad today, but ask all our listeners, continue to pray for our country, our military.
Again, thanks for the time.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. 2017 is a new year. Celebrate the new you by driving home a new Honda today. Lease the all-new 2017 HR-V Sporty Crossover for $189 per month, or lease the innovative 2016 CR-V for $189 per month, and the spacious 2016 Odyssey for $259 per month. Start your new year off the right way behind the wheel of a new Honda. Visit Allen Honda today, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Forgiveness can be difficult, perhaps never more so than when extending it to one person in particular, yourself. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It was a warm spring day in 2008 when Leslie McGill set out to drive toward Dallas, Texas, where her husband had taken a new job. She and her two children, Gabriel and Marissa, were excited about this new chapter in their lives. But in an instant, everything changed. Several hours into their drive, the family puppy started mischief in the back seat by attempting to steal Gabriel's lunch from his lap. With the highway around her empty, Leslie felt it was safe to reach behind her seat to assist her son. But that brief moment is all it would take. The SUV began to drift off the shoulder of the road. Startled, Leslie overcorrected, and the vehicle careened down the embankment and struck a tree. 13-year-old Marissa was killed. In the midst of such terrible circumstances, one question emerges. How do you learn to forgive yourself? Perhaps in your case, no one has died. Still, maybe your choices have killed a marriage or a relationship with a family member. The most important step you can take is to connect with family, friends, or a professional counselor. Tragic mistakes don't just wound us, they shatter us. And a broken person cannot be their own source of healing. We need the love and assurance of others who instill forgiveness within us until we can embrace it for ourselves. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate.
Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Good morning, 749, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studios, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealers in Bryan and Navasota. Did they just, was that a commercial about salt?
Yeah.
The idea to put salt on roads?
Uh-huh.
I thought they decided that wasn't necessarily the best thing to do because it washes off and then it gets into the vegetation, which pretty much can kill it.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought kitty litter worked. You know, I think it does. It's
multifaceted. Look,
kitty litter's becoming everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be everything we ever need. All right. On the other side of sports, there are five companies that Americans hate. Three of them are here.
Woo-hoo.
We'll tell you about that. All right. Here we go.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. In Aggie men's basketball, the team returns to their home court after a pair of tough road contests to host cross-border rival LSU tonight inside Reed Arena. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on stopping the turnovers.
The strange thing is, until three games ago, I think we're 11th in the country. We averaged like 11 turnovers a game. And in the last three, we got to be 335, you know, when you turn the ball over 66 times in three games. But, you know, we went back to, in practice, a consecutive turnovers were on the line running. And so we did a little bit of running.
For A&M, who's 8-6 on the season and 0-3 in SEC play, the return to the friendly confines of Reed Arena is a welcome one as the Aggies have stood out as one of the SEC's best teams on their home court. Here's center Tyler Davis on LSU last year versus this year.
Oh, man, I mean, they're a much different team. They don't have the same attention either. So, you know, I mean, they just let Craig Victor go, which is crazy. And he's pretty good to me, but they let him go for their reasons. They have Big Elbert down low, but I mean, they have a different team. You know, Antonio Blakeney's going to do his thing. He's going to get his shots up, but it's going to be fun.
Tip-off for tonight's game is at 7:30 with pregame scheduled for 7, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball, Baylor was a loser in its first ever game as the top team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. Number 10 West Virginia handed Baylor its first loss of the season as Nathan Adrian broke out of a shooting slump with a career-high 22 points in an 89-68 pounding of the Bears. Meanwhile, second-ranked Kansas is in position to take over the top spot in the poll after Frank Mason scored 19 of his 28 points in the second half of the Jayhawks' 81-70 win at Oklahoma. In college football, a pair of Heisman Trophy finalists announced yesterday that they're skipping their senior season and entering the NFL draft. Michigan linebacker Jabril Peppers is expected to be chosen in the first round after winning the Horning Award as the nation's most versatile college football player. Meanwhile, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson is also giving up his final year of eligibility after guiding the Tigers to a 32-3 record as a starter and winning the national championship against Alabama on Monday. In the NBA,
Harden around a Harrell pick into the painted line to Lane. Harrell steps to the rim, layup, good! James Harden, and he gets a 2-for-1 right back. How about that? Smarts and then some for the beard.
James Harden delivered 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists to lead the Houston Rockets to their ninth consecutive victory, 121-114 over Charlotte. Harden registered his 11th triple-double of the season and became the fourth player in NBA history with at least 40 points, 10 boards, and 10 assists in consecutive games. Meanwhile, in San Antonio,
Kawhi Leonard down the lane, kick it out to Ginobili, a three for the lead, hits the backboard, game over, Bucks win!
The Spurs had won 9 straight at home until Michael Beasley scored a season-high 28 points in place of an ailing Giannis Antetokounmpo to lead Milwaukee's 109-107 decision over the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard had 30 points for the Spurs, who fell to 30-8 and dropped into a tie with Houston for first place in the NBA's Southwest Division. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, sir. In the studio again with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota and Texas Custom Outfitters, because it's kind of all one deal, but yet again separate. You guys posted a picture on one of the new Fords of really cool black rims.
Oh, yeah.
Ballpark. Yeah. How much is that if I want to put them on my truck?
A set of 20s, probably going to run you around $1,200.
Okay.
That's just the wheel. You put, you know, bigger tires.
Right.
You can do it pretty reasonable, though.
How much a grill guard?
$350 to $550, depending on what kind.
Well, one of the reasons I brought this up is I know you guys are kind of working some new stuff with TCO. Now, when you go out there, you got to look at Mount Vivaldi, because it is well worth the
Mount
summit.
Vivaldi.
It is Mount Vivaldi. It's very worth the summit. What are you guys doing with the deal on that?
Yeah, you can come out, accessorize your truck, lift it, put wheels, tires, all that stuff, and we're offering a 0% financing to do it.
Is that on the website?
Not yet, but it's coming soon. We'll have it advertised. But it'll be a way, you know, you can get the truck you want, looking the way you want.
For 0%?
0% interest, and just makes it pretty affordable.
To find out more in a little bit, go to teamofnavasota.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Maybe you got a new dog for Christmas. Maybe you gave a loved one a brand new puppy or dog. Don't forget the most important part about your relationship with your dog. That is the training. There is no relationship better than you can have with a fully trained dog. It's a life with your pet as opposed to a life about controlling your pet. Sit Means Sit is who you need to talk to. They've got packages for everybody. No matter what, they have the options for you. And I can tell you personally, they work. Check them out. SitMeansSit.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
About 3 minutes till. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Hey, we're hanging out here in the WC Tractor Studio, your award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So they didn't win the national championship, and that makes some Alabama fans really angry, especially... Well, you know, they'd won 4 national championships since Mr. Happy Face took over as the head coach. But despite all that success, one Crimson Tide fan took Monday night's loss pretty hard. Unidentified fan captured on camera watching Clemson's go-ahead touchdown in the closing seconds. He was standing right on top of his TV, pointing at Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson as he cursed at him repeatedly. After the touchdown... He punched his TV,
well,
thus rendering the screen useless for viewing.
So now you have a, you just lost your national championship and you don't have a TV.
That's right. So now you get to go out and spend money on a, yep. And I'm presuming it probably wasn't a tube type. It probably was a flat screen. They even have those in Alabama. Yeah. But
that reaction might be a little much.
Nonetheless, well.
I did hear about Auburn fans throwing their, you know, they do the toilet paper thing at the corner. They did that after.
Did they?
Yeah. In celebration that they weren't in the national championship game.
Okay, you got like, that.
Yeah.
All right. So now to be equally loathed by employees and customers and the general public, that's pretty special company right there.
Yeah.
24/7 Wall Street looked at the American Customer Satisfaction Index surveys, worker diatribes on Glassdoor.com, and its own questionnaire to gauge which companies rank lowest in customer satisfaction.
Mm.
So here are your winners.
Okay.
Number 5 is Wells Fargo.
Ooh.
Number 4 is McDonald's. Number 3 is Mylan. Oh, Mylan. Is that, that's the people who make the little shot thing.
The EpiPen.
Right,
yeah.
The EpiPen. Oh.
Okay.
Now listen, if you worked there, you would be angry. Because as we found out that like the top 5 officials make tons and tons of money.
Tons
and everybody
money.
Else doesn't. So, yeah, okay.
And they're expensive.
Yep, that's true. Number 2 is Bank of America. And number 1, and this place must be horrible because they are always number 1, is Comcast.
Oh.
They're a big cable provider, and you know, but they're not in our market. And they're in a lot of big cities, but the horror stories over that company is, they're almost legendary. So there you go. And then we'll do the Monopoly piece story on the other side of the news. Hey, here's your weather. It's going to be between 75 and 80 all week long, into the weekend. Not going to be much sunshine, unfortunately. It's 65 right now as we approach 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.